time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Marcy Lovelace with Carbon Caring for Kids. And we were just discussing the other day, it is so unbelievable the amount of time that has passed because we're really close now to spring break. And we need to talk about those kits that we need to get created for spring break. So we're going to talk about, you know, what Carbon Caring for Kids does and, you know, what they need for the kits. And it's a little less this time because people were so generous around Christmas time and before. So they've got some things that they can kind of roll over. And so the kits don't mean as much or need as much this time around. So we'll talk about what's needed and how you can do all of this. Marcy, as always, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about, this is a great deal that you guys do, and you put these together for everyone, and you do it on a weekly basis throughout the school year, and send it home with them, and they are taken care of. But with spring break, we have that extended time period, and so you guys do things a little differently for the like for fall break and for you know Christmas and spring break. So let's talk about all the things that you guys do and what you're going to need as far as this spring break is concerned.
Okay, so normally on a regular weekend, we just have people donate food and money or whatever, and we buy all that stuff. We have people come and pack the kits, and they're delivered on Friday to the schools. For spring break and fall break, or Thanksgiving and Christmas, we have obviously a longer break, which means these kids are going a longer time without having as much food. So we try and provide something every single day for each day of the break, which is sometimes difficult. This is a week-long break, and we're not going to be able to provide everything, or else the kits are just way, way too big. So we are asking individuals to sponsor one child, and on our Facebook page, the Carbon Caring for Kids, there is a list of items that go in each kit. Once you buy those items, you can drop them off at my home, which all the address stuff is on that Facebook page. You can drop them off at my home, and there will be a tote out front by my garage where there's bags that you'll transfer those, your food, into a bag and then double bag it just so that the bag doesn't rip. But these are quite a bit bigger bags. Usually a normal weekend we use just grocery bags, but these are quite a bit bigger to be able to hold all of the food that goes in it. We did have a ton of donations at Christmas time, which was incredible. That we had a lot left over. We're able to use all of that food, but we have all of the cereal and peanut butter and jelly that we've saved for spring break. So these kits do not need peanut butter and jelly and cereal, making it so that the kits don't cost as much. So if you're wanting to, they'll probably cost between $10 to $15 depending on what brands that you buy of it, whereas before it was usually $20 to $25 depending on prices and stuff. So it's going to be a little bit cheaper just because of that rollover from all of the donations from Christmas time.
And it's simple things. And that's what, when you do these things and when you put these kits together, you need to think, okay, something that a child could fix on their own.
Yep.
Something simple.
Something they can open up and go and eat.
So, and even things like you said, even things like the microwavable mac and cheese, mm-hmm. and those kinds of things. I know you're big with the tuna fish and crackers, those
yep.
kinds of things. Anything that they can fix on their own is what you're really looking for in these kits.
Yep.
Plus, the list you said is up on the Facebook page.
Yep. So we have Chef Boyardee's and tuna fish and crackers for the dinners. We'll put in a loaf of bread and fruit as well, with the cereal for breakfast. And then we've got the shelf-stable milk until they open it, and then they can put it in the fridge. And then there's fruit cups and go-go squeezes, and then snacks for every day.
Just very simple,
yep.
Quick and easy items. And once again, if you are looking for information or a way to help, you can always go to their Facebook page. All the information is there if you need it. You guys are a 501c3, correct?
Yep. Yes, we are.
So if you would like to make a donation, all that information is there.
Yep.
And any little bit helps. These guys are a great organization. They do great things here for the kids in the Carbon County School District. And as always, we're talking, you know, it's coming up. It's close, so we're going to have to put a cutoff on this. So what is the cutoff date for dropping off your donations and everything.
We have a group coming the 27th. So if we could have all of the donations delivered to my home by noon on that day, just so that we can get everything organized for that group to be able to come and pack them that night.
And that's another great thing. There's information on there. If you have a school group or a civic group or a church group or somebody that wants to help build these kits, go on there, put your name in, because the best part about it is that fills up quick.
It does fill
you
up.
You always
quick.
Get people that are willing to go and help you and put these kits together and get this taken care of. So if it's something that you're interested in, if you've got a group of friends even that want to go do it, you know, get on there and put your name in, say, hey, you know what? We're going to come and we want to help. Just let us know when we need to be there, basically.
Yep. And I think we have some openings in April and May is open. So
look at it that way. Get it together and get it taken care of now. Marcy, thank you so much for everything that you do with Carbon Caring for Kids. It's a great organization. Get out there if you can and help in any way that you can. All right. Marcy,
thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you just go ahead and check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.